Still on the pandemic, a year on, Papua New Guinea's COVID-19 numbers have recently surged to over 1,100 cases, with 11 deaths so far. Although the authorities moved to close borders early, testing for the virus has been limited, suggesting the extent of the outbreak in PNG could be far worse than the case numbers suggest. Those infected include the National Pandemic Response Controller, David Manning, as well as several members of parliament. But how has the pandemic changed people's lives over the year? A community consultant from Western North Fly District, Eugene Kambut, says a lot of people have lost jobs, particularly work related to the massive Octedi mining operations, which were suspended for much of last year. He says restrictions on public movement around the main centres of Tabubil and Kionga have made life difficult.
They are imposing this lockdown, and that the lockdown is having a very big effect on the local people. It's restricting the movements of people in and out of Tabubil Township to access medical services, to buy goods and services, like, you know, visit the supermarkets. Banking days are restricted. All companies are going to be doing banking on Friday. Customers, public, are going to use the banks for only 2 days.
Western Province has the second highest number of confirmed cases of any province in PNG, with 323. But one of the few provinces to have no confirmed cases is Chimbu Province in the Highlands. A local man, Isaac Baikuru, who is a nurse by profession, has been involved in raising awareness locally about COVID-19. He says people have been making a great effort to adhere to protocols.
When we first knew about the pandemic, everyone was very scared. And people started leaving towns and going back to their villages. But now, people have come back into town.
With more hand-washing and mask-wearing going on, Chimbu appears to have stayed safe over the year with flow-on benefits.
People start using masks. The incidence of patients with cough coming to the health center has decreased. Maybe because wearing of the mask has helped people not to breathe dust and other stimulus.
But for many communities around PNG, life on the ground in their villages and towns has not changed a great deal. Despite the regular messaging from health authorities around preventative protocols, Rebecca Nalawangi in Wewak of East Sepik Province says she hasn't noticed a lot of change.
I'll just say it's a normal way of people living their lives, day to day. It's not social distancing. I should say they feel like, okay, it's just another form of sickness. It's coming, that's an outbreak. It comes, it goes, it goes.
But a challenge for health authorities after a year of pandemic response is partly due to the lack of testing and the way people don't present to health clinics when sick. There's a lack of visibility of the impacts of COVID-19. It makes people like Eugene Kambut question the danger of COVID-19.
My argument I've been putting on Facebook is I've been saying that actually COVID was here in Papua New Guinea, you know, because of our culture and society. People move freely, yeah, and with family members and share food. And because COVID is like a disease can be easily passed, I'm not seeing, like, you know, really knocking out people, affecting people visibly as people, you know, in other countries are.
But the impacts of COVID-19 in PNG are real. Despite the limited testing, it is known that around a dozen people have died from it, and many more have also been affected health-wise. People's tendency to gravitate to misinformation could be a major hurdle for PNG as it plans for vaccination rollout sometime this year.